Okay, you've bought Kanye West's best-selling album for your boyfriend. You'll stuff the Taylor Swift CD into your sister's stocking. You've downloaded the Beatles onto a new iPod for your mom and dad. But what else is out there for the music fans on your holiday shopping list? Weekend Edition's Ned Wharton is back with the 2010 edition of his annual Director's Cuts Music Gift Guide.
Here's the rock CD that's been wearing out my music player this year. Two guys with a big sound, guitarist Dan Auerbach and drummer Patrick Carney, a.k.a. the Black Keys.
Well, he ran around late at night, holding hands, making light.
Weekend Edition host Leanne Hansen spoke with these musicians in 2004 about their album Rubber Factory, recorded in an abandoned tire plant in their hometown of Akron, Ohio. On their latest CD, Brothers, they're still rocking that gritty blues sound, with many of the cuts recorded in a place famous for 60s and 70s R&B, Muscle Shoals Sound Studio in Sheffield, Alabama. The cinderblock building on Jackson Highway hadn't been used as a working recording studio for years, but Auerbach and Carney arranged to lay down some tracks in the space. "We went there for inspiration," says engineer Mark Neal, "and by God, we got it in spades and ghosts." In my annual music guide, I usually try to present albums for a wide range of musical tastes. At first, I thought this next one would appeal to jazz fans. But I soon discovered that Canadian bass player Brandy Disterheft covers a much wider playing field. "I like to throw curveballs," Disterheft says, so the audience doesn't hear just one kind of music for hours. On her new CD, Second Side, you'll certainly hear some jazz, but then she sings in French, backed by mariachi horns. Another track has an indie rock groove. And here she serves up some smooth pop with a song she wrote called Twilight Curtain. For the world music and alt Latino fan, my pick this year is from Spain, El Guincho's Pop Negro. El Guincho was born in the Canary Islands and now lives in Barcelona. His real name is Pablo Diaz Recha. He's also moved in film and television circles and contributed to the soundtrack of Woody Allen's Vicky Cristina Barcelona. Diaz Recha says he used to play in punk bands but gravitated toward Brazilian tropicalia and sounds from the Caribbean. In this track, you can hear a hint of steel drums in the background. Next up, a 2010 DVD release that music lovers will appreciate called Who is Harry Nilsson and Why is Everyone Talking About Him?
I was born Harry Edward Nilsson III on Father's Day, 1941.
Well, in 1941, a happy father had a son.
Nilsson is perhaps best known for recordings of songs he didn't write, including the classic hit Everybody's Talkin' from the movie Midnight Cowboy. and his soaring tenor brings chills on the song Without You. But Harry Nilsson did write plenty of his own brilliant songs, including Jump Into the Fire, Coconut, and One, which was a huge success in the 1970s for Three Dog Night. In the documentary DVD, we learn about his friendships with the Beatles, songwriters Jimmy Webb and Randy Newman, and Monty Python alumni Eric Idle and Terry Gilliam. We also hear a lot about how Nilsson liked to party, a lifestyle that led to his death in 1994 at age 52. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees and comedian Robin Williams remember how you'd need to brace yourself when Harry called looking for a friend to go out on a bender.
3 days later, I woke up in a massage parlor in Phoenix.
You know? Some of those Harry tales, I'll have to be like shock therapy to remember.
Oh, remember that? Ah! Woo!
You can jump into the fire, but you never be free.
You can see the trailer from the Harry Nilsson documentary on our website. Now for some music firmly within the cracks, in a kind of netherworld between classical avant-garde and the Far East. Janus is a Brooklyn-based trio with Amanda Baker, who plays flute, violist Beth Myers, and harpist Nuiko Wadden. The group takes its name from the two-faced Roman god who sees both forward and back, and their new CD, I Am Not, seems to point towards chamber music, both past and future. Also in the classical realm, this year we marked the passing of a composer whose music moved listeners deeply. Polish composer Henryk Gorecki died last month at age 76. He was something of a one-hit composer, but that single composition was powerful. His Symphony No. 3, known as the Symphony of Sorrowful Songs, was inspired in part by a prayer scratched on a cell wall in Gestapo headquarters during the Nazi era. This year, a remastered audiophile edition of a 1995 recording was released from Britain's Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Yuri Simonov. That's Gorecki's Symphony No. 3 and a 2010 release from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And finally, here are a couple of CD selections for the holiday season. This is a new release from the inventive a cappella group Sonos. December Songs features seasonal favorites including O Holy Night and I Saw Three Ships. Also on the CD is Ave Maria, but not the one you're thinking of. This is by Sonos singer Priscilla Rachel Bearer. If you prefer something more traditional, here's music from a tradition that goes back 40 years, the Christmas revels.
Noel, 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 Noel.
The late John Langstaff launched the revels to celebrate Christmas and the winter solstice in Cambridge, Massachusetts in 1971. But anyone who's witnessed the revels knows it's not just a stodgy stage performance. It's more like a Renaissance fair with actors and dance and audience participation. The organization has grown quite a bit in 4 decades, and now there are revels companies in 10 cities. This weekend they get underway in Portland, Oregon and Washington, D.C. And every Christmas revel since 1971 has come to a rousing close with this song, the Sussex Mummers' Carol.
You can listen to full audio cuts from Ned Wharton's Director's Cuts Music Gift Guide for 2010 on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.